All right, man, you ready to go?
Welcome to Race Time Radio. You'll hear from the best in Canadian U.S. racing this week. Grab a cold one and stick around.
All right, you're good. They've got a car in the wall.
The starter tower has signals. We're ready to roll. It's Race Time Radio, and it starts right now. Here's your host, Joe Chisholm.
And good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Racetime Radio, fastest 2 hours in all of Canadian racing. All happens tonight, right here, all live at Racetime Radio on Sirius XM Channel 167 Canada Talks, and of course every Tuesday night on Rev TV Canada from 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern. You land yourself right here, and you won't miss Racetime Radio. Sure hope you had a good week, everybody. Man, we had cars on the racetrack this weekend. Oh, let me start out by saying happy St. Patrick's Day to everybody. I've got a Pepsi going. I haven't got a green beer, but I can well imagine there'll be just a pile of green beer getting swallowed out there in Newfoundland. You have never been anywhere if you haven't been to St. John's, Newfoundland, and partied it up with Patty Squires and Mike James and Bobby Smith, all the guys out at Eastbound International Speedway on St. Patrick's Day. I'll tell you what, it's huge out there in Newfoundland, and good on them, man. I know we have a lot of fun with it all across the country, but out there, man, do they ever get it on. Let me tell you who we got coming on the show tonight. We got a stacked lineup. We still have some leftover business from last week that we never got to from the Motorama show, but we're going to get to that tonight. What we're going to do is kick it all off tonight with, how about a three-time champion in the NASCAR Canadian Tire Pinties and now NASCAR Canada Series. We got LP Dumoulin, driver of the 47 WeatherTech Belmar Dodge. He's going to join us right off the top of the show, and we catch up with LP Dumoulin. He is a gas. If you've never met LP, tis the season to do it. Get to a race, and when it's autograph session time or what have you, you get an opportunity to get into the pit area, paddocked area, depending on the track. Make your way to that 47 car. You won't find nicer guys, I guarantee you, in that garage area than LP Dumoulin. He's been in the series now 15 years. I remember when he made his first start. And time is just, boom, it's gone. But LP Dumoulin, he's got more championships in him, and we'll talk to him about that tonight on the show. Really looking forward to getting LP up and rolling. Also on tonight's program, in hour number one, we're going to catch up with the director of the APC series. Of course, the United Late Model Series. They've got a full schedule planned. We're going to catch up with the director tonight. Alex Nagy is going to join the show. Looking forward to getting Alex on the program. Haven't talked to him in quite a while. And believe me when I say, he's going to be a busy cat this summer. They've got a lot on the docket. I seen a release. I believe it went out on Friday. APC Series has also got a home track deal for the guys that run late models at their home track. There's a program that APC even puts together for those guys to become part of the series when the series rolls around to their local home track. Those guys can jump in. There are some parameters. We'll talk to Alex about that tonight. And well, we got him. Of course, you'll remember Alex Nagy was the guy that was flying Jucasa Speedway, and it's been sitting in mothballs. Can't help but ask him, right? We've got to ask him about Jucasa and find out if there's any rumblings in the undertone or in the background to hear if we can get that big, beautiful speedway back up and running one day, maybe. And if anybody will know Alex Nagy, you'll know. But we'll talk to him primarily about the APC series here tonight. But while we got him, I know you want to ask the question, so I'll definitely be doing that. In hour number two, we're going to try, I say try, and connect with Nicholas Noggle. He is on his way back, originally scheduled to race at Alabama this weekend. He's going to run that Rattler 250. And he ended up getting there, blowing an engine in Alabama, and consequently took his chances away for running the 250. So instead of putting their tail between their legs and heading home, not those guys, they got their other car geared up, and they headed right to Hickory, North Carolina, to jump in to the Easter Bunny 150. They had the St. Paddy's Day 150. It was supposed to be a two-day show. Friday got rained out. Everything got stuffed into Saturday, and it was all live on Racing America. Unbelievable. Watched it yesterday. I'll give you a full report on that, and we really hope to catch up with Nicholas as he is driving from Hickory, North Carolina, back, of course, to Nova Scotia, where he is from. But I'll get you up to date on all the skinny there. And then, in the final half hour of the show, off to the East Coast we go. Big news out of Scotia Speed World. They got a brand new director out there, and his name is Craig McFetrich. We all know Craig from running the Mass series with the Sportsman, the Street Stocks. And now he is going to be the director at Scotia Speed World. So we'll catch up with Craig here on the show. And we'll find out if he's going to still be doing all of the above. And does his plate just need sideboards on it? Or what his actual plans are. But we do know one thing for sure. He was announced as the director of competition for Scotia Speed World. He's going to be a damn good one, too. But that's what we got coming at you. We'll also hear from Clinton Jeffrey on the show. I caught up with him at Motorama, got a real good piece with him talking Schweikon Speedway. Their schedule just came out. I believe it was either Thursday or Friday. So I want to play that interview for you, and I got a bunch more. We'll see what we can compress into this two-hour slot. But what do you say? We get it rolling right now with the number 47 for WeatherTech, Belmar. Always does a great job. Three-time champion in the series for NASCAR Canada. His name, LP Dumoulin. And he's with us. Let's go. Oh, look at the hat. Look at the hat on the guy. How you doing, LP?
Hey, you guys doing? Happy St. Paddy's.
Yeah, happy St. Paddy's to you, too. Have you been partaking or just wearing the hat?
I'm just wearing the hat. Just thought I would do a joke, but hey. WeatherTech all the way.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You're the WeatherTech man. LP, it's another season coming up on us. I thought, man, we got to check in with our number one guy in the 47 and find out how the plans are coming. How are they coming for the new series and the new look to the schedule?
Yeah, very excited about what's coming up in 2024. Again, we've worked really hard in the shop at Dumoulin Competition to put up good cars for the upcoming season. I mean, I can't tell enough about my guys in the shop and everybody, the boys and girls working really hard to make sure we show up strong. And again, be fighting for wins and championships. So it's been you know, pretty intense on the roll course. We took it all apart, and then we liked that car, so we decided just to kind of refresh it. And the oval car, we went to McCall to get some pull down rig reading on it, and you know. To be honest with you, we've had a really, you know, pretty tough time with that car since we built it, and we wanted to go see what's going on with it. And I think we found some speed in it with Paul and Mike there, and then everybody at McCall, and Benoit and my guy Denis at the shop worked really hard to make sure we prep a good rocket ship for the season.
Pretty wild, LP. When you look at it, you can build a brand new car. Sometimes you roll it out the box and boom, you get results right away. The car feels good. You tweak it, you make it better. And then there's other times you get a brand new car and it doesn't work the way you anticipated. You keep looking back and at the other car that was maybe doing better and you think this doesn't make sense. And you can't always find the issue throughout the course of the season. Sometimes you have to blow the whole thing apart, put it back on the plate, and measure things again, and all of a sudden there's an aha moment, right?
Exactly, and I think that's pretty much what we've done this winter. As well as there's some decent change in the rules there in the NASCAR Canada series, so especially on oval, suspension-wise, I think it's going to I got a good feeling it will level the field pretty well, so I'm excited about that too. And I know everybody at NASCAR right now are really working hard to make sure that all the teams are happy through the field. So I think I got a really good feeling about our season again. It should be very competitive, great show for the fans, and Extremely excited about it. Plus, we have a new design, so that is hot.
Yeah. Now, is it the look that we had in the display at Motorama, or is it going to be still unveiled yet? Because that was a hot-looking car in the display.
No, that's the unveil that was done at Motorama 2 weeks ago, and we're extremely pumped and proud of that new design for the WeatherTech 47 Benmar OmniFab car. It's looking sharp and it's looking fast. And as I said, it's still, you know, like corporate as well. Like you see that car is WeatherTech. Like you can't miss it. No, I'm really pumped about it. So that should be looking, and I can't wait to see it on track too. You know, like it's something to look at it in the garage, look at it, you know, during a show. But on track, it tells you really what it looks good, and it looks. So I'm excited about it.
Oh, yeah. And to see them under the lights, those cars sparkle. That 47's definitely going to do that. Have a listen to the stats on this guy. LP Dumoulin has done 153 starts over 15 years in NASCAR Canada. He has a staggering 11 wins, 75 top fives, 114 top tens. How about 7 poles? And 889 laps led with 3 championships. LP, did you ever think back at the beginning you would have stats like that after this short period of time?
No. And it goes to my partners and the WeatherTech and everybody that's been on board with me, Benmar OmniFab, all my sponsors that were there back in the days as well. You know, I got partners that were there at the beginning. Now they can't be part of the program, but they believed in me and believed in what we could do, and here we are. Like it, and I think what I'm really excited about is that, you know, like 75 or something, top five. That's a lot of podium, a lot of knocking at the door for wins, and but that's a lot of, you know, up front running that really helps for the 3 championship, and that's my style. That's the way I've been looking at it. I was looking more at championship than, you know, going for the big win. Sometimes just wrap up the points, podiums, and it helped to go get the big trophy at the end. So, I didn't think that, I didn't know, you know, like, was I, you know, confident enough? Yes, I would think so. But there's a lot of work and a lot of people that's been helping me to make it there. And then, again, we're not done.
Oh, not even close. That's what I love about you, LP. You, since the day I met you, you have not aged a day since I met you. And it wouldn't be out of the question with 889 laps led. It wouldn't be out of the question to see that over 1,000 at the end of 2024. It wouldn't surprise me to see the 11 win category climbwards, probably 13, 14, or 15 there, especially when you look at the layout of the schedule that NASCAR Canada has put forth for you guys this year. It does look different. No, we don't have Toronto on there. Toronto wasn't a real, real good race for you anyway. But, you know, we still got the staples. We still have GP3R. We still have Delaware on the schedule. We still have a lot of good races. Now throw in Riverside for 2, back to eastbound, going back out west, and to top it all off, finally, and I say finally because the Quebec contingent to NASCAR Canada has always had to travel to Ontario to wrap up the season. Not so in 2024. The series is going to end in Quebec, and I might add at a track these guys have never been to, with the NASCAR Canada car. This is really going to be one of those wild card races that NASCAR just loves to put out.
Oh, I truly, it's going to be amazing. I mean, nothing against what's been done in the past in Ontario. I think it's, you know, like, obviously, every time I won my championship, we were ending in Ontario, and I loved it. I mean, the crowd is amazing, and I'm sure everybody's going to be still very happy this year. But you know, it's always good to have a little change there. And I think this season we end up in Montmagny, and maybe we can swap, on 1 year, one side, or who knows. But all in all, I can tell you there's a really good crowd in Montmagny, and a lot of people, a lot of fans excited to have us to come over there to end up the season on a 2-day deal. So we'll be practicing, qualifying on a Saturday, and then racing on a Sunday. It's a track that I've been testing on it a little bit, but I don't know much about it because I haven't raced on it. There's a little bump there outside of four that should probably, you know, when you do a lot of side-by-side racing, should create some moment there. It seems to be fairly, like, fast enough so that, you know, we can have some good side-by-side racing. Some ACT guy and then people from late model car that's got maybe a little advantage there because they've been racing there. People from Ontario, from Quebec, you know, from U.S., no Montmagny. So, yeah, I'm excited about it. Very excited about the season. I mean, it's got to be very challenging for all the teams to go from Quebec to the East Coast, back to the Ontario race in Oshawegan, going to the West Coast, back to TR, and then back to London, and then again back to iCar. It's going to be a lot of back and forth, a lot of traveling, challenging for the teams and everybody involved in racing. So, but hey, it's going to be a great championship to watch, and I think the fans are going to love it for sure.
Oh, I guarantee it. If you're just tuned in to Racetime Radio, we are with LP Dumoulin. He drives the 47 WeatherTech Dodge, a beautiful car, just unveiled, actually, the new paint scheme at Motorama. Car looks pretty hot, I'll tell you that. Looks like even the car was leisure measured, as LP would like to say. Tell me now, is that the only NASCAR car here in Canada that actually has a cup phone in it?
It is the only NASCAR car up in Canada with a cup phone in it. That is for sure. Everybody's allowed to use it, but, you know, we have the WeatherTech car, so we're extremely proud. It is laser measured for a perfect fit.
And do they allow you the floor mats in your NASCAR? Do they allow that, or do they say, LP, we can't allow that?
Yes, but only the SFI one.
Just the SFI ones, yeah. Yeah. Incredible. What track are you most excited to get to in 2024, LP? Because you're good at all of them now. I think back to the beginning, and you were a road course ringer and would just shiver when it came time for an oval track. That isn't so anymore. Which one you got circled on the calendar?
I am so excited. I mean, I'm very excited about them all. And I've been asked that too many times. I mean, it's hard to say which one I would be more excited. But, of course, there's a couple of tracks that I really enjoy driving. You know, Tree River is my background, you know, my backyard. And then CTMP is a track that I really enjoy driving because it's fast. And for those cars, we can really stretch our legs. So I really enjoy CTMP. But then, you know, iCar is twisty, and then it creates some good show as well. So, I mean, it's really hard. And then on Oval, well, I mean, we're going out east now, back to Antigonish. I love that track. It's a tough track, I'm telling you. It's hard to race there, and it's fast. The little Bristol, you know, and that swing's going to be fun as well. Newfoundland has been tough on us, but, I mean, of course, we want to rein ourselves. So it's really hard to pick one. I just kind of want to do very well where we've had problems in the past. I kind of want to redeem ourselves there and try to win places we didn't win yet and places that we're very happy. Like the West Coast has always been good. I want to still do good there. I'm not done with that. The West Coast, I love going there every year. We have great friends over there, people at Tiger Automotive that, you know, get us to work in their shop on our cars. So I love them all, man.
If there's one track that sort of owes LP Dumoulin something, I got to say it's got to be Eastbound International Speedway. I think back to the first year you guys ran at Eastbound. You damn near cut that 47 car in two pieces. I was so glad to see you get out of that wrecked car. But if there's one track that sort of owes you one, maybe it's that one.
Yeah, I think first year obviously was a big crash for us. And then last year was good for a little while. And then on the last restart there, we there was a misunderstanding with the race control there, and we ended up, you know, losing a lot of spot. And afterwards, you know, we got stuck outside in the oil line, and then I think we finished P8. But I think we deserve more out east for sure.
Well, and you're the kind of guy that will go out and tackle it. How is the WeatherTech team looking? We got the same guys in the same spots. How about that end of things, LP?
Yeah, we have some new guys, and then, you know, like some veterans that's still there, and then we have a new spotter this year. I think Jordan Buster wanted to, and then, I mean, I no shame on that. He wants to push hard to go spot in the U.S., so I think he had a a couple of conflict on his schedule. So I got a new spotter there, Wesley Schindel, and then I got a couple guys on the tire that will help different carrier, and then but same course, pretty much same core, same guys, and everybody's very pumped. I think that last season was a tough one, but we've learned a lot, and we still did well, and we got so close to the win. We're starving. We're very hungry, believe me.
You're going to go after it. I know it's going to be exciting all the way around, but LP, you make it even that much more exciting for the race fans and for the race teams. They got to know that LP Dumoulin, he's coming to play. He's coming to win. How's JF? How's the family?
Hey, the family's doing great. JF is doing great as well. JF's car is already prepped and ready for Tree River. Well, yeah. So he might do CTMP, who knows. LP Montour is going to be back for 4 road course with us. We've worked really hard on his car over the winter as well, to get the car ready. And then the family is doing outstanding. The little kids are growing. I mean, we're having a lot of fun. Some skiing, some family time, here and there. And then my wife's working really hard. Everybody's okay. Very busy, though. Intense.
That's the way to have it. That's what we all want to hear. You got the best PR lady in the business, too, I might add. Everything is looking up for 2024 for the 47 bunch. I can't think of anything else to update everybody on other than you're going to get any test time in before we go green that comes up at CTMP?
Oh, yeah. We got a test. The NASCAR test is going to be 2nd of May, I think. So all the teams are invited to that test. We'll do all the media stuff, and we'll have some track time in the afternoon. And we're going to do some good oval testing as well with that car. So we have a lot of work before, preseason, actually, I would say. We have a lot of work. Still do a lot of coaching in the Ferrari Challenge Series and the Porsche Series as well. So back and forth like that. And, we'll be busy. And, it's good, though. I mean, I think we're on time. You know how it is. When you rebuild cars and the shop gets really busy over the winter, you wait for parts. And, of course, for a Canadian team, we always order in the U.S. and get the back and forth deal there. But I think we're on time. We're good. And everybody's pumped.
You got to love it, right? You got a schedule that's released early. You got the dates. You got the cars. Everything's coming together. We're even experiencing a beautiful spring so far here in Ontario. Don't know what it's like in Quebec, but, man, we're having a beautiful spring. Hopefully it continues.
Yeah, it's been pretty mild here. You're right. I mean, I think we're going to be able to test earlier this year, although it was maybe snowing a bit north of Tualatin, but it's it's been mild, and I think we'll be able to test a little earlier this season and get those cars going, which is a good thing for us. I mean, again, when you rebuild cars, you want to be testing them, make sure you get the bugs out of them, and be all set and ready to go. I think there's, as well, don't forget, there's a lot of movement in the series on the teams, which driver was going where, a bit like F1 right now, I would say.
Yeah.
There's a lot of change in the NASCAR Canadian series, so that should be interesting this season to see who is with which team, and again, I'm sure it's going to be good for a lot of people.
Little more than a month and a half away from the first green flag. LP Dumoulin, thanks so much for the time tonight on Racetime Radio. You're always so gracious and jump on here with us. We really do appreciate it. Wish you all the best, my man. Go to it. We will see you at CTMP on the Victoria Day weekend. I won't miss it.
No, we'll be there. Thanks for having me.
You betcha. LP Dumoulin, driver of that 47 WeatherTech Belmar Dodge. The guy can get the job done. So many good teams. Lots more coming in this year. It's going to truly be amazing. We're going to hit a quick break. Break number one. When we come back, switch the discussion, and we'll talk APC with Alex Nege, director of the series. We got them coming up on the other side of the break. Stay with us all live tonight on Sirius XM, Channel 167 Canada Talks.
Hey, race fans, it's the 82 Fortinos Dodge, Dave Conley from Ottawa, and you're listening to Racetime Radio. Check us out at a local school. Go to fuelforkids.ca.
You're listening to Canada Talks on Sirius XM, Channel 167.
Racetime Radio is brought to you by RPM Race Parts. Order today, race tomorrow. Also by VP Race Fuels, the worldwide leader in race fuel technology. And by Dawson Dental Centers. Get your victory lane smile at DawsonDental.ca.
Quick Fire Starters, the world's best fire starter. There's nothing like sitting around the fire, is there? Lots of life's biggest moments and big challenges get solved right around the fire pit, including many family magic moments. The best way to ensure that fire goes each and every time is to use a Quick Fire Starter. For over 30 years, Quick Fire Starters have been made right here in Canada. I'll never forget when my son was young, thunder was rolling in the distance.
Oh, Dad, what was that?
Well, that's just the angels bowling in heaven.
Dad, what was that?
That's what happens when you pull Grandpa's finger. Quick Fire Starters, the world's best fire starter.
This is NASCAR champion Ryan Blaney,
Chase Elliott,
Kyle Larson,
Joey Logano,
Kyle Busch,
Martin Truex Jr.,
Brad Keselowski. What is SiriusXM NASCAR Radio?
It's a place to talk about your favorite sport.
You know, I renew my subscription. It never comes off this channel.
The whole day is awesome.
It's a place to hear from the biggest names in NASCAR.
Joey Logano, what are you doing?
I got the SiriusXM set up at my house so I can jump on more often.
Joey, I want to first thank you for doing this. This is awesome for the fan.
It's a trusted source for breaking news.
Major stories today, my friends. Let's get down to business.
There's just never a dull moment.
It's every NASCAR race heard live, including in-car radios.
Logano gets into the back. He shuts him up the racetrack.
Stay out, stay out, stay out. Trust me.
Bubba Wallace to the lead at Talladega.
Good. Yeah.
And it's classic races that honor the history of the sport.
Dale Earnhardt is going to win the Daytona 500.
So what is SiriusXM NASCAR Radio?
It's your 24/7 home for all things NASCAR.
The way you guys cover these races is unbelievable.
Channel 90 streaming right now on the SiriusXM app.
Fly. Explore the musical world of an American rock and roll troubadour on his very own channel,
Tom Petty Radio.
All of Tom's music,
influences,
collaborations.
This is Tom Petty here on The Buried Treasure Show.
Heartbreakers hosted shows.
Check out my show, The Breakdown with Mike Campbell.
And more.
Breakdown's all right.
With Tom Petty Radio.
Channel 31.
It's all right.
And in the SXM app, included with all trials and popular plans.
Even though Napa is a nationally known name, nearly all of our stores are built from the ground up by local owners and families. People you might call neighbors will be here, there, and everywhere. Doing what neighbors do to keep their communities moving forward. You stop by a Napa Auto Parts store, you can count on Napa know-how.
Tonight's Racetime Radio is brought to you by Napa Auto Parts Stores, New Glasgow, Andy Ganesh, and Port Hawkesbury, Nova Scotia. You can count on Napa know-how. VP Race Fuels, the worldwide leader in race fuel technology.
From the high banks of Daytona, we cover it all. Ooh, that's going to leave a mark. And now, back to the Joes.
Hey, shake and bake, Cal. Woo! Shake and bake!
Here on Racetime Radio.
I love the sound of those cars whipping on by at Daytona. Oh, man. And the cars are at Bristol this weekend. Trucks were there on Saturday night. What a show that was. Eckes goes to Victory Lane in a Napa truck. Kind of thought maybe Kyle Busch was toying with him. One more lap, and I think Kyle Busch would have got him. But Eckes goes to Victory Lane, and Matt Crafton in that Menards Ford. I'll tell you what, that's the best that truck has looked in a long time. Watch Matt Crafton this year. I think he's going to light her up pretty good. And our buddy, Grant Enfinger, another top 10 at Bristol. He just keeps knocking them out, but he's got to get up there. He did score some playoff points, but we'll get Grant on the show one of these nights and get a progress report and see what all is happening with that champion team as we move a little closer. But what do you say we talk APC? That's what we're here to do tonight, and we're going to do it with the director of competition. We got Alex Nagy with us. What's going on there, partner? How you doing?
Doing good, Joe. How are you?
Good, good. It's been too long, Alex, since you and
It's been a while.
And I got to apologize. I didn't get over to the APC display at Motorama. I actually, what really did me in, Alex, was the traffic jam that I was not prepared for outside. I'll tell you, we were, Grant came with me. We were about, I'm going to say, half a mile. You know, if you take Airport Road, and instead of turning down Derry Road, you stay right on Airport Road, brings you out Sand Hill, and then you can go over and pick up 10. That's the way we come down. And we were coming up. I could see the overpass, and there's only two sets of lights between there and the International Center. There we sat for about an hour and 15 minutes. We finally got up to where you turn to go into the International Center. And I went, no, that's a gong show. Yeah. That's why everything's been taking so long. I thought, I'm going to outsmart everybody and go down one more and come in the back way, knock on the back door and get in. Wrong again. No. They had that locked off. Grant and I ended up parking at the Tim Hortons down the road. And you used to see these two older guys with legs that are shot trying to walk about a mile back to the International Center. So needless to say, my day was shorted up by about two and a half hours, and I didn't get everywhere I wanted to. APC was definitely one I wanted to get to, and I plumb didn't run out of time, and I thought, that's okay. I can get Alex or Luke or somebody from the series on, and we're definitely going to talk lots about the APC series this year. You guys have got a lot going on. How is it looking?
Looking good. You know, it's the same at this time every year, whether you're a racer or you're on this side of the ship. You know, you think you're getting ready for months and months, but here you are going into crunch time, and you always got a lot of last minute things to tie up, but overall really good.
Yeah. Lots of teams, from what I heard at the show and, well, all the different race teams that we talked to on Racetime Radio. We got a lot of excitement out there for this year. Make no doubt. Like the APC series, when you step into that limelight, it's a tall order. You've got 20, 22 cars that'll be separated after time trials by like a tick or two. That's it, from 1st to 20th. It is the most competitive field of late models, I think, anywhere. And it all comes back to track position and how you qualify to see how you're going to make out that day. Because even though the laps have extended themselves out now, we're seeing some longer races. Even though that's in play, that just means you got more time that you have to save in order to be at the front at the end.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's competitive. I mean, late model racing across North America is, I mean, to me, it's where it's at. There's so many opportunities and the fields are so great. Yeah, no different at home. I mean, you can see people like Trayton Lapcevich, Joe Lawrence, Kyle Stackley right now, Chase Pinsenaar down there doing different things with some different series. And they, you know, you would think that they've been there forever. So real proud of our guys to go down there and represent our country and themselves. They do it so well. They're pros.
Well, the training that they're getting when they're up on this side of the border now, today, is what they're going to need to know when they go down south to try and compete in a race. And that's been proven more than once with the product that you guys are turning out. Talk about this year. I know it all fires up at Sunset Speedway on May the 18th. It's going to be race number one. Is it going to be an extended distance race? I think last year it was a 150 to start off. Is it extended like that again?
So it's not going to start off extended at Sunset. It's going to be the Daco 100. The NTN Triple Crown is back. It hasn't been formally announced yet. We finished off some details with them at Motorama, and we had some signage up to indicate when the dates were, and so did NTN, but we'll launch it here pretty soon. And they, you know, sponsorship dictates a lot of what the schedule is, and we made it look a little different this year. So yeah, kickoff May 18th, we'll have 9 events like previous years. The August 3rd race at Sauble Speedway, we'll kick it off with a 150, the Midsummer Classic. Then we'll go to Sunset, second race, not the first one, for the NTN Triple Crown 200. And we'll finish it off the Castrol 300 at Delaware. So,
oh, a 300 to finish
a 300 lap. Getting back, the Great Canadian Race was always 300 laps. So, you know, we didn't want to throw that out there right away, but we wanted to get back to that. To Crown Jewel.
What will that look like, Alex? I know, you know we're still a ways from it, and I can imagine that you're still formulating stuff, but can you give us a quick overview of what that 300 would look like? Is it going to be broken into segments with a halfway break in the middle of the 150 and let the guys pick up four more skins, or how's it kind of looking?
Yeah, so it's going to look a lot like last year's Great Canadian Race, the Castrol 200. Well, the plan is right now, like you say, it is early, but we don't want the racers to spend any more money than they have to. And our hope is that with the new tire that American Racers brought forward, that we'll be able to still do it with two tires at a break, or two tires with a break. Last year, we didn't allow them to change tires on the break. You had to pick a caution to change tires. So we want to really keep the strategy in. Fans loved it. The positive vibes from the drivers. And it's really the cool part, Joe, is that it really involves the teams now, everybody on the team, not just, you know, the driver or the crew chief, because everybody has some input, lots of different strategy. Things change on the fly. You can have a plan going in, but it can change after the first 25 laps. So that's been nice. We're just, like I say, our plan is to go with as few tires as possible. We didn't have change tires at Sunset last year. The plan is not to have it this year, and we didn't have changed tires at Sauble, so we just had two at Delaware, and that's our plan right now.
Oh, good. And it does. Everybody's in the same box. You're going to have to save and save for the end of the race, and there's nothing wrong with that. That'll make a driver out of you. You know, Alex, you used to run the full NASCAR, the full tour back in your day, and they were long races. If you didn't save, you knew where you were going to end up. You'd be back there around 15th somewhere if you didn't save.
Yeah, you're exactly right. You know, when I went to CASCAR from weekly late model racing, that was one of the biggest things I was looking forward to, was being able to, you know, have that strategy. So it just adds a lot more to it as a driver and as a team, and it's pretty cool.
With Alex Nagy tonight, competition director for the APC Series, Premier Series here in Canada. They've got an ambitious schedule all laid out. It does have a home track element to it that was announced just late this past week. I want to ask you about that now, Alex, because I did read some of the comments, and got to say, they were on left field when I read the release and I read some of the comments. I went, okay, which, like, somebody fell out of Mars here. If they can't read the release and get the grasp of it, let's talk about that. It's a program that you guys have put together.
Questions could have been answered by actually reading the release, but but that's fine. So, I mean, nothing has changed. It's the APC rules. We are allowing four exceptions. And just because, you know, there's a lot of local teams, not a lot, there's a few, I mean, that always want to get involved. And we have a spec shock, we have a spec transmission. So they all run, you know, good transmissions and good shocks at their home track, no different or no less or maybe better than our shock. But I get it. You know, you just throw them aside and buy four new ones or rent four new ones. So it's a hard step if you haven't got the budget. So our hope was to say, listen, you have to adhere to all of our rules, everything, like not tires, not safe, nothing changes, except if you don't have to run the Bilstein shocks, you can run your home track shock. Same as the transmission. You don't have to run the Raptor. You can run your home track transmission. Some of the older cars have a wider track in the front. You're allowed to run that wider track with a 25-pound weight penalty. And we've centered the engines in the front clips this year. And most cars, to be honest, in the province are centered. So it's not a big deal. And some tracks will have a 25-pound weight rule penalty if you do have that. Delaware does. I think Sunset's going to. So, you know, you don't have to add 50 pounds. You only have to have 50 if you have two of those infractions wrong, and you probably don't. So, you know, but it's just the way, you know, we're not trying to change anything. We're, you know, we did talk to the drivers about this at our meeting back in December. And, you know, overall, it was actually part of this process, or how this was laid out, was brought to us by a competitor, to be honest. So it was nice to implement it. And I think that if one or two or three people get a chance to race with us and we have a chance for them to race with us this summer, it's going to be great.
Sure, I think it will too. It's you include more people, you leave no one behind, come on in. And the right is always reserved. Say that is a 25-pound penalty, and you get to a race, and all of a sudden Joe Blow comes in, puts a 25-lap penalty on, and then goes nuts and does something incredible. Well, guess what? The 25 laps is going to go up, or the 25 pounds is going to go up. It's I can understand what you're doing. I agree wholeheartedly. And, you know, anybody that can't see the forest for the trees there to try and include more teams hasn't really got the best interest of the race fan in mind, because that's what you guys are doing it for.
Well, that's our intent. Yeah. And I understand. Listen, for some fans, they may not understand everything about it. And it's, you know, to see them in person, it'd be awesome to be able to explain that to them. So, you know, that's part of our job. But overall, I think it's been received pretty positive. We're excited about it.
Good. Good for you. And that's the way to be. The teams have got to be excited, and you'll never get all of them to agree. I think back to some of the All-Star meetings I had. Oh, man, I'll tell you what. Bottle of Tylenol wouldn't solve the issues, because you had, you know, 50 guys and you had 49 different ideas that, you know, just humanly you couldn't put together to make everybody smile. So you had to do the best for everything and put your foot forward and bear with it and go with it. And that's something that APC has always done, and always done a very good job at it. Let's talk about the rule book for a minute. Was there a lot of change, Alex, between the pages of the rule book this year for the race team, or was it more of a cleanup situation?
Yeah, we look at it as a bit of a cleanup situation. There's one rule that was the biggest change, Joe, and that was to center your engine in the front clip. So I think, you know, for some teams, I understand it's a bit more work than others. For some, you know, the majority of the teams are centered already. So it's unfortunate. Listen, we hate the fact that anybody would have to do more work or spend a bit of money, but we also know it's going to be best for the future of the sport moving forward. So eventually you have to make that step. It's not huge, but I do understand. We understand as an organization that it's a bit of a pain in the butt for some. We totally understand that and respect that. But ultimately, we're doing it because we feel it's going to be better down the road.
How about down south? And I know you guys don't concentrate and write everything here based on what's happening down there, but you do keep a look down there to find out what is happening. Is it is the motor in the center of, say, I don't know, ASA Stars or Cars Tour? Is a motor in the center in their rule book?
It is, yeah. So, you know, we're not that we're trying to copy them, Joe, but,
no. You
know, when we first said it, of course, people were saying, well, nobody's ever going to go down south to race. Well, we've proven that wrong in the past couple of months, because I just named four of them. So that's not true. But at the same time, you know, Cars here have a market down there, if that's the case, or vice versa. Cars down there now will have a market here without having to change something once you buy it. So, you know, ultimately, it's a little bit different in different parts of our country here. But, you know, I think that I could see where at a point, I mean, it's really small. Listen, we showed at Jocasta with the Nationals, people from all over North America race there with subtle changes. And we're not that far away anywhere. Late models are so close everywhere that it can all be done.
Yeah, and they did it competitively. When I think back to the two Nationals that you produced and put them on track, my God, the competition was there. And it wasn't just, you know, two or three guys at the front. You had good competition all the way through. Alex, I got to hit a quick break. Can I get you to hang out? I still got three or four questions for you. On the other side of the break, can I get you to hang out a bit? Are you good?
I'd be happy to.
Okay, we're going to do that. We'll hit this quick break. We'll come back. More with Alex Nagy, APC, and more coming up. Stay with us.
Hey, race fans. This is Ernie Irvin. You're listening to Race Time Radio.
From coast to coast, you're listening to Canada Talks.
Tonight's Racetime Radio is brought to you by Leaf Racewear. Fuel your passion and confidence. at leafracewear.com. We're an essential part of any team. And by Canadian Tire Motorsport Park, Canada's biggest sports car racing weekends of the year. For tickets and details, get to CanadianTireMotorsportPark.com.
The SXM app is your one-stop destination for everything you love.
Things keep getting bigger and bigger for these two.
Everything you missed.
You two were so funny together on the Oscars the other night.
And exclusive podcasts, video, and on-demand access to your favorite stations. Hear your favorite team from the car, from your home, or on the go.
Walks in, put it between his legs!
All with the SXM app. A free download now from the Google Play or Apple App Store today.
Tonight's Racetime Radio is brought to you by GSR Parts, sprint car specialists with chassis, engines for dirt or asphalt cars. From wings to springs, GSR's got you covered. Contact Terry and start winning today. Also by Quick Wick Fire Starters, the world's best fire starter.
Hey, everyone. This is World Series champions Lance McCullers Jr. and Carlos Correa. We're excited to announce that our podcast, The Walkout, is now available on SiriusXM.
Each episode, we go inside the world of combat sports, providing hardcore analysis, honest opinions, and top picks for every fight.
If you share the same passion for combat sports as we do, you need to listen to The Walkout.
Episodes are available on the SiriusXM app, Pandora, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Rev TV, your motorsports and automotive destination. Watch live races from around the world and right here at home, from two wheels to four and so much more. Rev TV is your source for motorsports. Rev TV features exclusive race series, up-to-date news coverage, documentaries, how-to programs, and adrenaline-filled lifestyle programs 24/7. Go green with Rev TV. Contact your TV provider to order.
Tonight's Racetime Radio is fueled by AP Race Fuels, the worldwide leader in race fuel technology.
Your weekly fix of newsmakers and newsbreakers is found right here.
We call it Race Time Radio.
With your host, Joe Chisholm.
And welcome back, one and all, live tonight on SiriusXM Channel 167 Canada Talks. I gotta let you know right now, too, all the Raptor fans are gonna be starting to click on the channel. It's getting close to game time. Of course, the Raptors play tonight, and they're gonna take over the air at 6 p.m. Eastern Time. And we're gonna fall off that 1 hour. It's the last time in a long time. But we also have the Raptors games all live on Channel 167. So hour number one, all live on SiriusXM. Hour number two, you can still follow along absolutely live. Just get to our YouTube channel, Racetime Radio TV on YouTube, and you'll be able to not miss a beat. You'll be able to follow the rest of the show all the way through. And our listeners on Channel 167 going to enjoy themselves some basketball. Won't be me. I'll be talking racing, and we sure hope you follow us along. So at the top of the hour, remember to flip over to YouTube and join us. We are with Alex Nagy. He is the director of the APC series. And, man, they're fired up, getting ready to go for another full tilt season here in Ontario. They've got tons of different programs for local late models at their home tracks and more. Get to their website, United Late Model Racing Series, right?
United Racing Series.
There you go. Thank you. Yep. And you get there. All the releases, all the information is there. Do me a favor. Read them all the way. And then if you got a comment, please fire away. They always appreciate your comments. And it normally get back to you on it. So as long as it's not too derogatory and crazy, like some of the ones I've read were off the wall, but hey, there's fans, and we need absolutely each and every one of you. Alex, got to ask you here, the TV package this year for the APC series is going to look the same, but it's going to be a little bit different. I know forever all of us have been able to go to GeForce on YouTube, click, we got everything all live on YouTube. This year, it's not going to be like that. It's still going to be live, but you guys are moving over to the Racing America platform, correct?
Correct.
Okay.
as announced back, I think, in December, Joe. So Race in America will show our broadcast live. They've become a partner, obviously. G-Force, we still have control of the content. So G-Force still producing it. G-Force and us are, you know, we'll partner on that side of it and try to sell certain things with it. There's opportunities there for everybody. And, you know, there's always been, and understandably so, not a big amount, but discussions with racetrack operators was always concerned about it being free. And we totally understand that. There's so many pros, as you know, to live coverage, whether it's audio or video or both. So it's, you know, none of us would be, I don't think, where we are right now. You know, people have seen people like Lapsevich and Joe and Kyle and all these guys that have raced with us for free on YouTube. Don't get me wrong. They've all watched that stuff. So there's a benefit, and people get to see your track. You get an opportunity to showcase your product in front of the world, not just your local people. So there's pros and cons for sure. So by doing this, it gives the track some protection again, and but still the opportunity for us to all grow. It's not going to make us all a bunch of money. Hopefully down the road it is, but it's really up to the viewers. It's up to, you know, like I say to the racers all the time, we can all accomplish so much together. So we'll see where it grows. But to be with Race in America, it's owned by all the cup owners. There's opportunity. You know, those guys are big. They get it. They've got a heck of a program going. Their social media is big. There's a lot of positives for our teams, which we liked. So positives for our product, but our teams were excited for the opportunities that may arise for them as well. So, you know, and it's not at the end of the day. I understand if you were getting it free, any amount of money's amount. And listen, money don't grow on trees. I understand. Mm-hmm. But ultimately, you know, we had a sale on, or they had a sale on up until March 1st at 10% off. So you could buy it for $90 US for the year. Now, full price is $100 US. So it's $140 for nine races. Now, you get 200 or so others at the same time. Oh, yeah. So there's a really good value there. And, or you can, one thing about Race in America, you can do it monthly. And I figured it out one time, you know, you could, you know, one customer came to me at Motorama and said, you know, we go to eight of the nine races or seven of the nine races, but we subscribe because we're going to catch the other two at home now. And it's great. And they can watch replays and everything else. So, you know, what I was saying there is, I think there was a time where you could subscribe for 2 months and catch three quarters of our races for $25.
Yeah.
Not bad.
It's pretty cheap, isn't it? Like when you add it all up and the production that G-Force does, man, do they roll the product out. It's truly amazing to watch.
Yeah, we kid with those guys all the time. That's the problem. It's not that it was free. The problem is they did too good of a job and everybody wants to watch it.
Yeah. And there's nothing wrong with the fans showing back up at the speedways as well. If you don't want to pay the money, come on out to the track. That's where we wanted you in the first place, at the racetrack. And let's fill the tracks up. Everybody gets what they want. And let's move the ball down the road. Speaking of guys that are getting prepared, how about guys like Kyle Steckley? How about guys like, you know, Joey Lawrence? And these guys are getting all geared up. They're heading for Five Flag Speedway next weekend. And I know we're all going to be tuned into that, baby.
Yeah. And I was chatting with those two guys this week, and they're pretty excited. You know, Joe's excited because we know he's way better than his luck was at our new Smyrna. So, listen, keep an eye on that 78 car. He's going to be ready. And Kyle had a great day. Trayton raced that race. He's going to, you know, move to the cars tour. He had a top 10 there earlier this week, or this weekend, I guess, or last Sunday.
Last Sunday.
I don't know, whatever it was.
Yeah.
But yeah, great to watch all those folks. And, you know, cool that we had a small part of what they're doing now. But, you know, obviously at the same time, nice that they're still racing with us.
Oh, and that's the huge announcement that I know Kyle did. We had him on last week and seen his schedule. He's not taking APC and sticking it off to the side. No.
He wants to defend his championship.
You're damn right he does. He wants that APC title, and he's coming back, and he's going to have one date. I know there's one date in there where the only way he's going to be able to do it is to fly between. But
and that's if there's weather.
And that's if. That's
and right. Joe's in the same boat. You know, maybe they're going to team up and do something together. I don't know. But, yeah, I mean, obviously it's important to those guys and their teams. And we're pretty proud that that is the case.
Yeah, it's going to be off the hook. Alex, social media-wise, everything looked the same there. Can fans still get all their information other than Racetime Radio? They can always count on that. But social media-wise, you guys are all hooked up in there, right?
Yeah, UnitedRacingSeries.com on the internet, like you had said. Also Facebook and Instagram and Twitter, or X. And also on the United Racing Series Joe site, we haven't talked about it tonight, but you can also see our other series, the Quick Wick Super Stocks, the JRS Auctions Hot Rods, and the Just Foam It Modified. So all that information's there. So we get some of that stuff on the United Racing Series socials, but there's also Oscar Hot Rod and Modified socials as well. So all those things to cover all four divisions.
Amazing. Super busy. I know we'll get Dave Gainforth on. I had that fully planned to get him on the show and cover off the Modifieds and the Hot Rods. You guys do a tremendous job with all of it. Well, I gotcha. Last minute, I got one, and then I got to throw it back to SiriusXM. Any word about Yukasa? Any undertone, anything out there in the distance that we can latch on to?
Not at all. I formally don't work there anymore. It's been quite some time. I've kept it quiet, but we're just finishing up loose ends. No hard feelings. I mean, it's been the family and everybody treating me 100%. They know I'm there to help if there's anybody that wants to walk around that place or anything else. My hope, personal hope, is that I don't, and this could be wrong, I shouldn't even say this probably, but I don't see the family operating the racetrack. Hopefully they show me, hopefully I'm wrong on that, yeah. But I don't see that. But I do see there's opportunity maybe for somebody to purchase it. So I still have... I still feel good about the possibilities there.
Ah, beautiful. Then there is a thread that we can hang on to. At least there's a little bit of hope. They haven't dozed it. They haven't done anything like that.
Listen, I've told people before, and when I was finished there, there has not been one thing sold, removed, taken, stolen. Everything is still there. Everything.
Well, and we all know where your heart is. It's in ABC, but hey, man, you did a lot to resurrect Yukasa from Cayuga to Yukasa, and you did an outstanding job, my friend. And I know you're going to have a good season with APC. We all are. And we've got to thank you for your time tonight on Race Time. Go get those guys, whoop them into shape. Tomorrow won't be a good day because St. Paddy's Day today.
Yeah.
They'll be all green beer in it, so you may have to go easy on them tomorrow. But after that, wipe them out there, Alex. Get them going.
We're excited, Joe. Can't thank you enough for having me on. We can't wait to get going. We're super excited.
And that is Alex Nagy. Thanks, Alex. You have a good one. We'll get you back on again soon.
Thank you.
He's the man right there, Alex Nagy. Serious in good hands. Luke Ramsey has got just a dynamite team put together with Dave and him and all the different officials and staffing. And, yeah, you're maybe not going to see J.R. Fitzpatrick out there full tilt. He's a big name, right? He's one of those guys. For every one of the big names that left All-Star back in the day, we ended up getting four or five other guys come in and make the series bigger and stronger. And those guys that did leave came back. So it's not out of the question. Okay, everybody on SiriusXM, enjoy yourself a basketball game. Going to hit the quick news update, and then we're back for hour number two, all live tonight on Racetime Radio. Stay with us. I can find it. There it is.
You're listening to Canada Talks on SiriusXM, channel 167.
Tonight's Racetime Radio is brought to you by Leaf Racewear. Fuel your passion and confidence at LeafRacewear.com. We're an essential part of any team. And by Canadian Tire Motorsport Park, Canada's biggest sports car racing weekends of the year. For tickets and details, get to Canadian Tire Motorsport Park.com. So, how's that rebuild going? Have you got that race car ready to go yet? You still looking for parts? Have you called GSR Parts yet? You want to save some money, right? So you can buy the stuff you need throughout the course of the year. GSR Parts carries all the big name brands, along with some parts that are manufactured right on site. Centrally located in Ontario, you can stop by and pick up the parts you need, or they'll ship them nationwide.
We're back with our number two of Racetime Radio. And here on Racetime Radio.
On Sirius XM 167,
where Canada talks.
And just like that, hour number two begins tonight. Told you, time flies, right? We have a lot of fun here on Racetime Radio, and we do it every single week, year-round, all the way around the year. We talk primarily the Canadian contingent to our sport, but hey, we get a lot of Americans on this show, too. I know I was texting with Chad McCombie. You'll know him from, of course, the Cars Tour. Chad is going to come on the show. We used to have Chad all the time when I was down at Daytona doing coverage down there. And Chad McCombie's going to drop on by. And we get a lot of American friends that hop in. But we do try and concentrate on our Canadian guys, as we do each and every week here on Racetime Radio. And tonight's no exception. We're going to get to the top performing Canadian that was at Hickory Motor Speedway this weekend. It was the Pass North kickoff and the Easter Bunny 150, St. Paddy's Day 150. Our next guest, he was out there, got himself, I believe, two top 10 finishes. Wasn't even really going to race that race weekend. He was going to be in Alabama. Got down there, ended up with trouble. Let's say we bring in Nicholas Nuggle and he'll explain it instead of me butchering it up. Let's welcome him in. We got him. What's going on, 08? How you doing?
Good. And yourself, Joe?
Doing fantastic. We head for Alabama, and then all of a sudden, disaster breaks out. Pop, there goes the motor, and everything goes up in smoke. Take us back to that day. What happened?
Yeah, we made the 8-hour run over there, and we were testing the day before, and the motor was it felt fine, but it was smoking a little. It was starting to kind of concerning, and when the first day of actual competition started, we went to fire it up for practice, and it started smoking real bad, and I knew there was something not right. We tried what we could to make it work, but it unfortunately it dropped cylinder, so we were kind of out of competition there for that first day. But my guys had just shown up. I was really looking forward to racing that weekend, so I knew we had to figure something out. We luckily had a pro motor sitting back here in the shop in North Carolina, and I kind of came up with the plan to come this far that night. We loaded the car up around 6 o'clock, and me and my guys drove all night to get back here. Got up bright and early the next morning, and started throwing that pro motor into this car, and luckily weather was on our side for once. I mean, the other racers might not have thought so, but it had rained that day, so it gave us some extra time to really dial the car in a bit more than it needed to be, knowing we were going to a different track. And we were there as soon as the gates opened at Hickory the next day, seeing what we had.
Yeah, Friday ended up getting rained out at Hickory because they were going to run the St. Paddy's Day 150 on Friday night, along with their four cylinders and a street stock blend. They were going to run that. Then come Saturday, they were going to run the iconic Easter Bunny 150 along with the four cylinders and their street stock class. That was the plan. Well, the plan went out the window, as Nick just mentioned, rained out on Friday night. So they ended up with 2 days in one at Hickory. And we had Canadian contention in this one. Of course, Cole Butcher was there. Jarrett Butcher flew in. He was going to drive one of the races. Cole was going to pilot for the other one. We had J.P. Josier from Peterborough Speedway driving his number 24. We had Nicholas in the field. And the 83 of Corey Hall made the trip from Nova Scotia down to Hickory. So we had some great guys, some great cars, great competition to go up against the best at Hickory. And wasn't a good day for the Butcher Boys, was it?
No, Cole filled out very well in the first race. He was definitely the class of the field. There's no doubt there. He unfortunately got tangled up in a little bit of racing incident there near the end and forced him to go back. There just plainly wasn't enough time to make it up through. The track was very unique. That's probably a good way to say it. There was good grip, but it was a very one-groove racetrack the other day. Unfortunately, whoever started on the outside, you were going back three or four rows at least, or unless you could beat your way down. And once a single filed out, there was the ability to pass, but just at the point of the race that that happened, he just didn't have enough time to get back up through.
Yeah, and you had to have yank on a restart or initial start, whatever. If you were on the outside pole, if you had enough yank and you could get the guy going into turn one, well, then you get the position. But I know there was a couple times, Nicholas, where I'm watching the coverage. You were coming up. You started back a ways, and you were coming through. I texted Joe Jr. I said, look, Nick's up to 20th. He's coming. And I knew you were picking your way through. The camera's focused in the one time. I seen you on the outside. There was one you were trying to get on the outside, and I'm watching behind you, and I could see a train of three more with about a two-car space in behind that car. I said to Junior, if Nick don't lift, he's going to go back four spots here because those other guys are going to drag right in there, and that hole is going to close. And it was almost like you could hear me, Nick, because within just a couple of seconds, I seen you back out of it and jump right behind him and worked on him and got him. That's the kind of track it was. And coming off turn four at Hickory, there's no joke there, man. That's a ski jump coming off turn four.
Yeah, no, the track definitely has character. And I remember that from when I was younger and used to run there. It's rough. It's unique. That's the only way I can put it. There's nothing you can really compare it to at home. It's a little bit of everything, but it makes for really fun racing. And like I said, I can't thank my guys enough. I mean, we put in some long nights the last 3 days, and we made what happened happen. What we had to happen. And they were in my ears, keeping me in the know what's going on, what I had to do to keep going forward. And the only unfortunate part is because of the change of plans, we missed the practice day at Hickory. So we were kind of behind the ball there, but I was trying for all I was to make it up. And I was happy with the results, happy with the past guys. They worked with me very well. I was in contact with them, telling them, trying to get there and race. And we knew that we had to get some things fixed, but we worked together on everything and was able to race with them.
Nicholas, you were the only Canadian, as far as I know, that really didn't have, that there wasn't an American guy with a bone to pick with the 08. Even JP, he started like 25th, I want to say, in the first 150. He worked his way up to, I want to say, 19th. That's where he finished that one. Car needed to be a lot faster than it was, but he completed all the laps. Then you move into the Easter Bunny 150. He started like 19th in that one and was working his way up. He had to pit, come out of the pits, and there was some stage ride laid down. And I guess where you come back out onto the racetrack, JP came out, tried to negotiate the turn because it was right on the turn where you come back out. The car slid up. He ended up touching the second place car and spinning him out. So I can imagine even that guy would have been mad at JP. You were the only one that sort of skated your way through two top 10 finishes and nobody was pissed at you.
Yeah, no, I appreciate it. It's unfortunate that, I hate to say it, we're all grouped into the same bundle there, and I'm there to help all my fellow Canadians. I mean, we are a big team, big family when we go down here. But the unfortunate part was it did seem like going into that last race, there was a mentality around the track of the Americans versus the Canadians. And it was no longer just racer against racer. It was, we were part of this group, they were part of that group, and kind of had to watch your P's and Q's and just make sure that you kept your nose clean.
And you did. You did a masterful job of doing that, yet still making up positions on the track. I felt kind of bad for Corey Hill, man. He had a rocket fast 83, started outside pole in the first one. The contact that I seen on television, it was incidental contact, and I don't know, I can't say it wasn't in the other car, but it looked like the guy just literally took him into the fence and kept his foot in it.
Yeah, no, there was a couple incidents like that yesterday where I felt it was a little bit more than just the racing incident. And it was unfortunate. A lot of guys got some gear tore off. You never want to see that. And luckily, no one got hurt, so that's the main thing. And Corey was very fast. They had that car on rails, and I give it to them. They always seem to get it going. It was unfortunate that they couldn't get the result that they were looking for, but like all of us, we're all pushing hard for that same position, so I'm sure he'll keep going into this season and be someone to not mess with.
So you take it from a blown engine in Alabama, flip it over, you head to North Carolina, you get into Hickory, you run two 150 races, you come away with good finishes in both races. Now what do you do? Has your dad called and said, okay, kid, come on, we got concrete to do? Or are you staying down there? Are you thinking Five Flags? What's next for you?
So the plan right now, this is the end of our American racing for the spring so far. Dad's been down here with me. He's been loving it as much as I have. And I don't think he wants to, but he knows it's time to get home. So we'll spend the next couple weeks just cleaning things up, getting stuff ready to head home so that when we get home, it's not a big thrash to get racing again. And I'm honestly looking forward to getting back to racing on the Maritime Pro Stock Tour. I think it'll be a fun season. And again, I'm looking forward to moving forward. We've learned more and more every time we hit the track, and I truly feel like we'll be a competitor this year.
Oh, Nick, I wouldn't doubt you're going to be a threat for a championship this year. Watching what I've watched out of you, the 08 car this year, from all the way before New Smyrna Speedway, leading up to and including this weekend, you made constant progress. Each track you went to, you were there. They all knew you were there. And you made forward progress. Did you win? No, you didn't. Did you come home with that same 08 car each and every time? Yes, you did. And that's saying a lot, where guys can't say that. Some were a threat to win, but they ain't got a race car left.
Yeah, no, and I think it's been a great learning thing for us. The competition down here is becoming stiffer and stiffer every year, believe it or not. And I understand that. And a big thing for us over the years has been, we went from being a team that was, I was too aggressive at the beginning and we tore up some gear and it was fenders every week and stuff like that. And now we're moving into a position where the cars are very consistent and it's more looking for the longevity. And I'm pretty proud to say I don't know if we've put a single fender on since we've been down here, but we just keep working at the cars and getting them better. And that's the first step we found. It's just, being able to work on them instead of fix them makes a huge difference.
You want to believe
like
it?
Like I said, the biggest thing I got to say, especially this weekend, is I can't thank my guys enough. With hours and hours on end, my mother, my father, my girlfriend, and my whole crew. Like the amount of time they put in and dedication, and they want this as much as I do, and I can't thank them enough for that.
Brycon, man, I'll tell you, that 08 car, you guys, you deserve more than a shout-out each and every week for the effort you put forward. Congratulations on a successful weekend, because that was a successful one. And, man, I tell you what, I can't wait to see you in the Pro Stock Tour up here, the East Coast International Pro Stock Tour in Nova Scotia. You're going to want to take it in, and trust me when I say the 08 is going to play a major role in this year's Pro Stock Tour, as well as the Super Late Model Series too, right? We can't forget about those guys. Because I can well imagine schedules are not conflicting. You could be a busy guy.
Yeah, at the end of the day, we're racers. And I'm not going to say I'm sticking to one or the other because we're just looking to race. I've never been one to not go to a race if it's able. I hate to say we can say that we want weekends off, but we all know what we're looking for on weekends off, and there's more tracks to go run at.
And you'll be working hard from Monday to Thursday night, but when it comes time for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, I know if there's a race, the 08 will be sniffing it out and heading for it. It's going to be a cool season. I know I look forward to getting you back on after you get home, after you get things prepared. Now what happens to the 08? Do you bring it home now, blow it all apart, and start over again? Because you got almost a season worth of running on it.
Yeah, that's for sure. We try and keep up maintenance and stuff, but heading into this next season, my cars will definitely be fresh. They'll be as good as new, if not new, just trying to keep them ready to race and make sure that every race we come with a car that's competitive.
Yeah, it's going to be. Nicholas Noggle, thank you so much for the time tonight on Race Time, and congratulations on another great moving forward weekend down south. Good job, man.
Awesome. Thank you very much, Joe.
You bet. Nicholas Noggle, they don't make him quite much better than that guy right there, I'll tell you. And just congratulations to the Canadian guys that went down there. Tells you something, right? The competition level now, when the Canadian guys show up, the American guys are now looking at, hey, these guys are coming in and they're going to be competitive. It wasn't too long ago that the Canadian guys would show up and, oh, yeah, there's a couple of Canadians here, and they're going to be at the back of the field. They'll move out of the way. They're good at that. They'll move, and, you know, you can keep rolling by. Not so anymore, guys. Not so anymore. We got a lot of really good competitive cars coming out of a short track professional series up here in Canada, and it's teaching them what they're going to need to know when they get down south. They get down south, and I'll tell you what, the Americans know they're there, and it's setting up us to be successful. Not going to be long. We're going to have a Canadian in one of these cars, so we're going to be able to cheer on a Sunday on a national basis, and it's for guys like Nicholas Noggle on the backs of guys like that, and you know, Cole Butcher and Jarrett Butcher and Kyle Steckley and Trayton Lapcevich and Joel Lawrence and JP, and there's a lot of Canadian contingent that operate down south, and it's only going to increase. It isn't on the decrease. But thankfully, we're going to see our guys up here in Canada where we need them all summer long, and be ready. I'll tell you that right now. We're going to hit a quick break. When we come back, I've got an interview that I got with Clinton Jeffrey, and trust me, I spelled his name right tonight. But Clinton Jeffrey got an interview that I'm going to play for you that I know you're going to enjoy. If you're a big old fan, you don't want to miss it. If you're not a big old fan, you will be after this interview. We'll be back in just a couple of moments, all live tonight on Racetime Radio. Stay right there.
Hello, race fans. This is Adam Andretti, and you're listening to the best of Racetime Radio.
You're listening to Canada Talks on Sirius XM, Channel 167.
Tonight's Racetime Radio is brought to you by Leaf Racewear. Fuel your passion and confidence at leafracewear.com. We're an essential part of any team. And by Canadian Tire Motorsport Park, Canada's biggest sports car racing weekends of the year. For tickets and details, get to CanadianTireMotorsportPark.com.
The SXM app is your one-stop destination for everything you love.
Things keep getting bigger and bigger for these two.
Everything you missed.
You two were so funny together on the Oscars the other night.
And exclusive podcasts, video, and on-demand access to your favorite stations. Hear your favorite team from the car, from your home, or on the go.
Walks in, put it between his legs!
All with the SXM app. A free download now from the Google Play or Apple App Store today.
Tonight's Racetime Radio is brought to you by GSR Parts, sprint car specialists with chassis, engines for dirt or asphalt cars. From wings to springs, GSR's got you covered. Contact Terry and start winning today. Also by Quick Quick Fire Starters, the world's best fire starter. There are thousands of parts and pieces that go into today's race cars. GSR Parts has what you need, and they ship coast to coast in Canada. GSR Parts specializes in dirt sprint car chassis, modifieds, and so much more. Whether you race dirt or asphalt, road course, or in a straight line, GSR Parts has the parts you need to get you back on track and in victory lane. Give Terry Baker a call and visit them on Facebook at GSR Parts.
Rev TV, your motorsports and automotive destination. Watch live races from around the world and right here at home, from two wheels to four and so much more. Rev TV is your source for motorsports. Rev TV features exclusive race series, up-to-date news coverage, documentaries, how-to programs, and adrenaline-filled lifestyle programs 24/7. Go green with Rev TV.
Contact your TV provider to order.
Tonight's Racetime Radio is fueled by AP Race Fuels, the worldwide leader in race fuel technology. Quick Wick Fire Starters, the world's best fire starter. There's nothing like sitting around the fire, is there? Lots of life's biggest moments and big challenges get solved right around the fire pit, including many family magic moments. The best way to ensure that fire goes each and every time is to use a Quick Wick Fire Starter. For over 30 years, Quick Wick Fire Starters have been made right here in Canada. I'll never forget when my son was young, thunder was rolling in the distance.
Oh, Dad, what was that?
Well, that's just the angels bowling in heaven.
Dad, what was that?
That's what happens when you pull Grandpa's finger. Quick Wick Fire Starters, the world's best fire starter.
Your weekly fix of newsmakers and newsbreakers is found right here.
We call it Racetime Radio.
With your host, Joe Chisholm.
And welcome back, one and all, to Racetime Radio. You're probably tuned in on Rev TV Canada, Tuesday from 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern. Welcome aboard, maybe, just maybe, the Performance Motorsportnetwork.com. Down south, that airs Racetime Radio four times a week, I do believe. Check their schedule, and if you missed the show, you can always pick it up there. And, of course, Sirius XM, Channel 167, Canada Talks, our home. We will be back on there next Sunday night from 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern. I want to let you know now, I put a post out 2 months ago asking race fans right across the country if they had some favorite announcers back in the day or current, what have you. I wanted to hear from them. And man, did we hear from you. I really appreciate it. You can always go back through Racetime Radio's posts and have a look for that one. If you want to comment now, feel free to do so. But next week on this show, we are going to get some of those announcers from across Canada and the voices we all hear at the short tracks when we go to the speedways in studio. How about this? I'm going to have Jim Irvin in the studio, and I believe it is going to be his 39th season of announcing at Sauble Speedway. Jim is a national treasure in motorsports. He does an outstanding job. I think back to when I bought the Speedway, one of the first guys I met was Jim Irvin. I said, man, I hope you're back. I hope you're going to stay with me. And Jim said, absolutely. Look forward to it. And Jim has become a really good friend. Well, Jim's going to join us in the studio, and we're going to try and arrange some announcers from across this country and get them on the air and get you ready to go for when you get out to that special racetrack this summer and hear some of the voices from the past or from the current, either or. I also want to say Alabama this weekend, the home of the Rattler 250, Chase Pensino. We hear from Chase all the time. Chase was down there in his 14 car, and he ran the precursor to the 250. How about this? Come home top 10. Got an eighth place finish for Chase Pensino. Did an outstanding job in that 14 car. He is learning his way down south, and believe me when I say it, he has got a bright future. I know we'll have him back on the show again. We just had Chase after his last race and thought, okay, we'll give him the night off because they were traveling back from Alabama. But we will have more with Chase Benson. I wanted to let you know, though, that he ended up finishing the race in eighth spot. So really, really good run for Chase Benson in the 14. And, of course, that is Carson's car, right? Carson Hocevar. That's who Chase Benson is driving for this year. So we will keep our peepers on that number 14 car as we move forward. Also want to let you know, this weekend coming up, March the 24th, all attention will be on Five Flags Speedway for the ASA Stars Tour. Guys like Kyle Steckley, remember, he's in the 30 car. He will be there. Joe Lawrence in the 78, he will be there. Cole Butcher in the 28 car, he will be there. And those are just some of the names we're all going to be watching for in the ASA Stars Tour race. You can get the race all live at tracktv.com is where you're going to want to be. I don't know if it's on Racing America or not, but I do know one thing for sure. TrackTV.com is where I know for sure you're going to be able to get the ASA Stars Tour all season long. So check that out. You don't want to miss this 200-lap race coming up. I've seen the pre-entry list. It is massive, just like it was for New Smyrna Speedway. The ASA Stars Tour has really got it going on, and we got some great Canadian content coming into it. So let's all keep our fingers crossed and we'll stay tuned. I did message Trayton Lapsevich to see. Now, of course, he's running the Cars Tour, right? He was at New Smyrna for the ASA Stars Tour race, but he is going to concentrate on the other. I messaged Trey to find out just maybe is he going to go to Five Flags? I didn't hear back from him, so I don't anticipate Trayton Lapsevich, but you never know with that guy. He could jump in as well. If he's free and the car's prepared, watch out. Big-time potential there. Now, let's get back, shall we, to the show. I caught up with Clinton Jeffrey at Motorama. That's where I was, at Motorama. And I got a chance to talk to Clinton about Schwekin Speedway. Of course, he's the director. He's the guy that runs everything out of Schwekin, as well as all the stuff he does for NASCAR Canada, G-Force TV, that's Clinton. He and Adam Ross and that whole cast over there. Clinton is a busy, busy guy, 24/7, year-round, and he has got things ready to fire off at Schwekin. Here is the discussion I had with him. Let's play it for you right now. How about this? We got Clinton Jeffrey with us. Of course, Schwekin Speedway, G-Force. You got a whole pile of titles. We know them from just about all of it. Happy New Year.
Same to you, Joe. How you doing, man?
Doing fantastic. What a show this year.
I can't believe it. You know, the Inside Track folks got to be really happy how this turned out. They got a fantastic crowd here. I mean, I heard people saying it took them longer to get in than it took them to drive an hour to get here. So, I mean, as a promoter, you know, in the past, great problem to have if you're on the promotion side. And for all of us that invest in the show, it's good to have everybody out.
Absolutely. Well said. Well, we got another season in front of us. Let's touch on last year for a moment. Clint, you knocked it out of the park at the Big O last year. What a year.
Yeah, it was a great year. You know, unfortunately, the rain kind of dampened our big NASCAR Pinty's race at the time, which is now NASCAR Canada, but we got them back again. Moved it to July, so we're excited about that. But, yeah, our car counts have just been really good. I mean, I see some of the other tracks struggle here in the province, and it's not lost on me how fortunate we are to have the car counts we have, and I think that attests to the facility and, you know, the way we've kind of really tried to build the family culture. You know, we see some of these other tracks getting tore down and they get beat up in social, and I mean, I really tried to get out front of that for the last 8 years and just tell the guys, you know, at all our keynote speeches or any of the banquets, just keep pulling down that rope with us, not against us, and we can do things like TV, put you guys out there, get you on rev, exposure. This year we had 4 races on TSN, so those are all big new things that we're able to develop because everybody's working together for the common good instead of trying to fight us. And, you know, we want everybody to leave happy, so, you know, if you're upset, come and talk to us. Don't just go out and slam us. We'll work it out.
And there's no reason for anybody to. We're all in this together, for God's sake, but... Man, you knocked it at the park last year, I think, back, Clint. And it was a real wet spring last year. I never miss the Big O on Friday night. If I can't be there, then I'm tuning in on G-Force to watch it. And I remember how much trouble teams and the track was having with the wet conditions. It looks dry right now. Do you expect the same sort of situation if everything stays as is now? Do you think we're going to get away with a nice, clean, dry spring?
I do. I mean, I'm very hopeful. I mean, it's pouring out here today, so today's not very indicative of it. But I think in general, you know, we didn't have that massive amount of snow that brought all that extra moisture to the area when it dries. I mean, I remember years going out where the rivers flooded and all the fields around are soaked, kind of like you get at Delaware on a bad week, you know, where everything around is just drenched. We didn't have that problem. So far this year, everything's really dry. I've been up there. Like, this time of year, you can barely walk around we're good to go right now if we don't get pounded with a lot of weather. I think our track problems, because the drainage was an issue, and it takes us a little while to work through that in the springs. I'm very hopeful we won't have those problems this year.
And if anybody can do it, these guys can. They've got the right equipment. They've got the right staff. And you can guarantee we're going to have a fast track at the Big O from night number one. Guys coming in, I can't help but notice, coming from the asphalt world, guys like Rick Spencer-Wald, excited about getting into a sprint car. Any other names that you have heard, Clinton, of maybe, you know, guys jumping in that we would be kind of surprised at jumping in?
Did Rick buy a car? Do you got something? I know he's been looking for a while, but yeah, I mean, we kind of feel guilty with our track brethren out here, because we have stolen a lot of races over the past years, not because we're out campaigning or promoting it. I just think the Crate Sprint has been such a great package at $20,000 to get in a professional race car that gets you full broadcast coverage, gets you on TSN, gets you on Rev. Those are all good avenues to make you make that jump. I think when you hear guys like Rick talk about it, you know, he's got a young son who's developing on into the junior late model stuff, and they want to concentrate on him. And Rick felt that Friday night is a great way to come out, have your racing fixed, and you can spend the rest of the weekend concentrating on the wife, the kids, whatever you got to do to, you know, go to the trailer, go racing with the kids, play soccer, whatever it is. So Friday's been an advantage for us in that way. As for a lot of new names, it's really tough because, as you know, Joe, these guys keep it coy. They want to make a big splash. So I'm always shocked when you hear some of the guys come in. I think off the top of my head, probably the biggest name we've got coming from the dirt side into our realm around here would be Brent Bigelow. He's going to drive the Bowman car. Good friends with Mike. That car won all the Crate races. Brent's been racing mod lights and sportsmen over the years, and a former street stock driver. So I think Brent's going to jump in right away, do very well. I mean, Rick Spencer-Wald's a pro guy too, so if he can get the right help. I know J.R. Fitzpatrick's kind of gone another way, but he is lurking in the wings to get in a sprint car. That would be a good get for us. And I think, you know, just keep doing what we do. And I firmly believe the broadcast is a lot that draws a lot of people in. I kind of equate that to if you're putting your child in minor hockey and there's three leagues in town but one broadcast, you're probably going to put them in the one broadcast so Grandma and Uncle Joe and everybody can watch the kid play. So I think that certainly helps us out a bit, helps with teams getting sponsorship and the exposure. So we're committed to the free stream and the Rev package, and we're going to be back on TSN again this year too.
It's going to be awesome. Can't wait. Friday night, Oshweken. What are the staple divisions? I know we got sprint car, crate sprint, four-cylinder. What else is in there? Did I hit them all?
So we got our four-cylinder mini stocks, which is like your Honda, your kind of Prelude, 240SX, that kind of car. Then we get into our thunder stocks, which are typically Monte Carlos or Camaros from the 80s and such. And they put on a heck of a show. We have our first thunder stock Nash. We're going to pay them $5,000 and win 200 start in September. So that's exciting. Of course, the Crate Sprints is the next division. That is a 602-based kind of street stock motor in a sprint car adapted for sprint car racing. And what that really allows us to do is give that professional division. You're getting people coming over into the sprint car world without having to make a, you know, $50,000 or $75,000 investment to test the water, so to speak. And then we have our top division, the 360 Sprints, that are raced all over North America. And they go anywhere from, you know, $50,000 to $110,000, depending on who you are and what you want to spend. So our top-level division, I think the biggest thing that we're proud of is, like I said, Constellations and B-Mains and a lot of those classes. And, you know, our car counts are just up, and it's fantastic.
I can't see them getting higher than what they were. Man, I'll tell you. What's the difference between, and I'm talking speed now. What's the speed difference from a Crate Sprint to a 360 Sprint?
Yeah, I mean, I can tell you probably 20 to 25 kilometers an hour at the end of the straightaway, which may seem like a lot, but when you figure our 360 Sprints have been clocked at 175 kilometers an hour at the end of the straightaway, and on a short track, it doesn't look like that, but we actually had that, and we used to have a U.S. team come up with one of their radar guns, and they had it about 135 miles an hour. So right in there, I want to say the Crates are about 150 kilometers an hour at the end of the straightaway if I had to make a guess, but yeah, it's been really good. But the other thing is, you know, they're close enough that the best sprint car guys or the best Crate guys can compete with the slowest 360 guys. So track conditions have a lot to do with that. Who races later in the night? You know, if the tracks burn out, there are times when the Crates can actually turn better times than the 360s. But a heads-up race, the 360s are always going to beat them.
And it's cool, too, when you actually have a division and the structure that you guys have got there, where you can step into a crate sprint car, and what you learn in that is actually going to apply to the 360 on a move up.
Absolutely, and we've even seen some drivers feel like the 360s are more adaptable to them because the power's there, and it's like a crate sprint is almost a combination, and I've not competed in them, but from what I can tell is it's almost that combination of race car with go-kart. It's a race car, but you still need your momentum. You can't be slowing them down too much. And I think the 360 gives you that kind of, rubber zone there where you can kind of lift off more, but you got the power to overcome it. Whereas a crate, if you drop that anchor, it's going to take you 3-4 laps to make up that distance again. So I just think the cars, we fought really hard. We made the package to keep them identical tires, identical wings. So the only thing you're changing is that engine if you want to make the jump to the next class, and I think that's helped a lot of our teams. I mean, we got quite a ladder system from our micro sprints to the crates to the 360s, and we've seen in all our top divisions, like going into the pandemic year, 8 of our top 12 360 top division drivers came directly out of our crate sprints and our micro sprints. So our ladder system seems to be working.
It's working perfectly. Night number one, Ashwikan, when is it?
May 17th, Friday, May 17th. It's our 4 regular divisions. It's one of our rare 5 division nights. We had to add the UMPs and the Canadian mods from Brighton. So that's kind of a neat thing, and Ken Schrader comes up. So we bring Kenny Schrader in to race his UMP mod. The rule packages are different on either end of the 401. Buxton and Southern Ontario Motor Speedway, whatever we call it this week, they run a UMP style. So they have a bigger motor but a smaller tire. The Brighton guys run a smaller motor with a bigger tire, but they blend really nice. It gives us a chance to get both those classes in. Schrader brings up, and it's always a good deal. So we're excited about that because it brings in a lot more new fans and drivers from both ends of the 401, as I say. We're stuck right in the middle, so it's a great mix.
Awesome. More information always available. Hit the website.
Yeah, oshweekandspeedway.ca. You can find all the stuff. Our social team's really ramping things up. Just a couple more things to mention. We have our Thunderstock Nationals we talked about in September. The next night's the Crate Nationals. But this year's the 20th edition of the Northern Sprint Car Nationals. 20,000 to win and 2,000 to start. So 30th place pays $2,000, which is crazy. It's total $90,000 plus we'll be paying out that day. Probably the biggest race in the history of Oshweekan Speedway, so make sure you come out and check it out if you can.
Get the fireworks guy ready to go. I don't know what he's going to do for an encore or to improve on what he did last year. I don't think that's possible without blowing Ontario up.
Well, if I say the purse was $90,000, that fireworks show was $24,000. We were all ready to strangle Glenn at the end of the day. We were all happy, but, man, literally burning money.
Get some rest. You're going
to
need it.
Thanks, Joe. Appreciate everything you do for the industry. Great to talk to you, and hopefully everybody comes out to Oshweekan. We have another great season planned. If you can't make it, G-Force, we'll get you there.
Awesome guy. Always like catching up with Clinton. He's just one of those excitable guys. And the package he puts together for race fans. If you've never been to Oshweekan Speedway, put it down on your planner this year, okay? You got to go see this Speedway. It is off the hook. For dirt track, I absolutely love it. It's my favorite Speedway. And I know I got to put in there Merrittville and Humberstone and Cornwall. And there's lots of really good racetracks here in Ontario that I haven't been to yet, that I will, but I know the Big O is something else. We're going to hit this break. When we come back, Craig McFetrich is going to join us from the East Coast. He is the new director at Scotia Speed World. We're going to talk to him about that and lots more, all next, all live on Racetime Radio. Stay with us.
Freezing your spuds off or what?
Yeah, this Canada stuff, I'm not quite made for this.
From coast to coast, you're listening to Canada Talks.
Tonight's Racetime Radio is brought to you by GSR Parts, sprint car specialists with chassis, engines for dirt or asphalt cars. From wings to springs, GSR's got you covered. Contact Terry and start winning today. Also by Quick Fire Starters, the world's best fire starter. So, how's that rebuild going? Have you got that race car ready to go yet? You still looking for parts? Have you called GSR Parts yet? You want to save some money, right? So you can buy the stuff you need throughout the course of the year. GSR Parts carries all the big name brands, along with some parts that are manufactured right on site. Centrally located in Ontario, you can stop by and pick up the parts you need, or they'll ship them nationwide. Whether you race dirt or asphalt, they even carry parts for road course cars. Give Jerry Baker a shout, 226-583-8001, and keep an eye on GSR Parts Facebook page.
Explore the musical world of an American rock and roll troubadour on his very own channel,
Tom Petty Radio.
All of Tom's music,
influences,
collaborations.
This is Tom Petty here on the Buried Treasure Show.
Heartbreakers hosted shows.
Check out my show, The Breakdown with Mike Campbell.
And more.
Breakdown's alright.
It's Tom Petty Radio.
Channel 31.
It's alright.
And in the SXM app, included with all trials and popular plans.
For over 30 years, Quick-Wick Fire Starters have fueled the sport on and off the track, making lighting your campfire as easy as 1, 2, 3. There's no need for kindling or paper. Just pop your Quick-Wick Fire Starter in the pit, add your wood, and presto, you're a pro. Quick-Wick Fire Starters, no harmful chemicals, and guaranteed to light your fire every time. Quick-Wick Fire Starters, the world's best fire starter.
Even though Napa is a nationally known name, nearly all of our stores are built from the ground up by local owners and families. People you might call neighbors will be here, there, and everywhere. Doing what neighbors do to keep their communities moving forward. You stop by a Napa Auto Parts store, you can count on Napa know-how.
Tonight's Racetime Radio is brought to you by Napa Auto Parts Stores, Fort Hawkesbury, New Glasgow, and Andy Gadish, Nova Scotia.
I want my MPG.
If you're looking for miles per gallon, you're definitely at the wrong place. Maybe a few channels up or a few channels down, you'll find it. But this is Race Time Radio
on Sirius XM 167. Canada Talks.
And now, back with your host, Joe Chisholm.
And welcome back, everyone, to Racetime Radio, your weekly two-hour broadcast talking Canadian racing. And we are going to do the same right now. We are going to zip all the way out to Nova Scotia and welcome in a guy that was just announced on Friday as the new competition director for Scotia Speed World, that's located just outside Halifax, Nova Scotia. His name, Craig McFetridge. You know that name because he's a busy guy. What's going on, Craig? How you doing, buddy?
Hey, great, Joe. How are you tonight?
Fantastic. I don't know how many hats a guy can wear over the course of a week, but man, you're going to be doing the hat dance all the time.
Yeah, it's going to be a little bit more of a challenge in summer for sure, but one I look forward to very much so.
I wouldn't doubt it. Of course, you are the guy that takes care of Mass, the Sportsman Series. You've got your Street Stock program, and you keep expanding it out. Is that still going to be all you, Craig? Are you going to be doing it all?
Yeah, that's it sounds like a lot, but it's a kind of a one-man show at this point, other than our race day staff. But yeah, we took on a couple races with Whisper and Wins mini stocks this year too. So we're going to be busy, but all the races kind of hinge around the Maritime All-Star Series Auto World Sportsman class. So most of these races are support to one or more of those races.
Yeah. And how are things coming? Well, we're talking a little bit of Mass. How are things coming along? A lot of sportsmen guys I've been seeing on social media getting amped up for another great year.
Yeah, we're getting really excited. The registrations are pouring in. The schedule's done. We're just finalizing a couple sponsors for event sponsors, and we got a bunch of contingency programs yet to announce. It's fun times. We learned a lot in the last 2 years, so we're going to keep applying that stuff to the following year and hopefully one day we will streamline the whole thing and make it easier.
And we're never done learning. But in fairness, the guys are never done inventing new ways to make their race cars go faster. And we got to stay up one on top of them, which we're never on top of the game. We're always proactive or reactive to something that teams have learned through the course of the off season, if you will. But that's the name of the game. And, you know, when you get guys like yourself and your staff heading it, we're in good shape. Things build. When that all takes place, things build.
Yeah, no, for sure. And that's some of the stuff we hope to apply to the Friday night Scotia Speed World program, where, you know, a lot of the sportsman guys, for example, will join in on our Saturday shows, either locally at Scotia or Riverside Speedway, or even travel into the New Brunswick market in Yarmouth as well. So by doing this kind of job at Scotia, it kind of helps us bond those two rule sets together to make it that much easier for guys to compete track.
Yeah, absolutely. I love Scotia Speed World. Spent a lot of time, a lot of years at Scotia, and hopefully not over. Hopefully I get a chance to get back there and do some more broadcasting one of these days soon. But I look at guys like Lawrence Hopper. He's been a staple there forever. I would take it that he would still be part of the crew out there. Is Lawrence going to be working with you?
Lawrence has decided to do something else, which kind of took us by surprise. Yeah, I'm sure he will pop his head up somewhere doing something, because Lawrence is very good at what he does, no doubt about it. And he's going to be missed at Scotia because, like I said, he's been a staple there for so long.
Yeah, I wouldn't doubt it. Now, scoring, everything has changed so much in the last, say, 5 to 7 to 5 years, something like that. When the electronic scoring all really started to gain momentum and become more of a mainstream, that's probably got to be good news for a guy that's a director, right? You can take that element out of it, where back in the day, you used to have a couple of ladies or maybe a couple of guys writing the cars down as you go across the line, and they were doing it rapid fashion. You got to know that a race car doesn't take long to go across the line, and they have to write down in the right order and get the thing right. With the electronic scoring, they don't need to do that anymore. I guess we still have a paper backup, but we really do rely on that. It's got to be good. As a director, you don't have to really worry about that too much, because the computer never sort of makes a mistake.
Yeah, no, correct. And, you know, it's really up until 2024, this year, Scotia Speed World has been manually scored with those ladies you're talking about. And Mr. Vance has made the investment to put transponders in every car in the field. And we're talking cars there on any given Friday night, so it's a big investment by Cecil and Dan McLeod up there, and they're very committed to. Yeah, I mean, you know, Mr. Vance, he's a racing fanatic. You know, he doesn't have to do this, but he loves it. He loves his track. He loves all the people that come in there on Friday nights and Saturdays for the big Maritime Pro Stock Tour events. So it's going to be a busy summer, but, you know, the electronic scoring is going to move things along a lot better, which makes people like my job easier, and our race director at Scotia, Jonathan Bull, his job will be a lot easier as well.
You bet. Great staff at Scotia Speed World, and we love Cecil Vance. The guy has been just a staple in maritime racing for a long, long time. Does the Maritime Pro Stock Tour. That's him as well. And along with a great cast of characters over on that side of the fence. So when you look at this, did it take much convincing by Scotia to say, hey, Craig, we need you over here? Did it take much convincing to say, yeah, okay, I can fit that in?
Yeah, well, I was worried a little bit. Ernie and Mike Lebwich kind of got the ball rolling with me. We were meeting about something involving the Mass Series, and, you know, different things got talked about, and here we are today. But, you know, I still have my own business Monday to Saturday at the paint store, Deluxe Paints, and with doing the mass tour is, you know, it's, I guess 10 weekends out of the summer. And then the Friday nights with, with Scotia. But like you say, it's an easy step because they have their marketing team. They have, you know, ample staff there. And my job is to just to give people the tools they need to do as good a job as possible and make sure that everybody feels welcomed, that we can include every visiting car that comes to Scotia Speed World, regardless of kind of where they're coming from.
And Craig, they couldn't have picked a better guy. I can tell you that from watching you operate. And you go back to Petty International Raceway days. It's not like you're going to step into this as a new guy, as someone that's got to try and find their way and learn a bit. You come in experienced.
Yeah, no, for sure. You know, in 2011, when Wayne and Brett and I started Petty, you know, basically come out of the weeds. And, you know, if we look at it today, Wayne and Ellen has continued along, did such a good job there, and it's thriving up in the Moncton area, and that's a track that my series goes to a couple times. So it's great to get up there and see the fans and old friends and Wayne and Ellen, of course. So yeah, it's I look forward to those trips. Like I said, when I left Petty, I thought I was kind of done in this business. But when you get a chance to go to places like and be invited to start a series, you know, it was 3 years ago now that we started the series. We got invited down to Antigonish, Riverside, by Joan Rui and the Chisholm family to do that series. That evolved from there into five tracks. And then, like I said, to get the nod at Scotia Speed World, I just always look at those two tracks as like the plum balls of maritime motorsports, you know, that, you know, they don't want for a lot. They got the resources to do whatever we need to do. That doesn't mean I got to get foolish or anything. Right. But, you know, I do look forward to having the resources that we've had with the Nova Scotia track down here behind us.
So where do you live now? I was thinking I may have made a mistake, called you a Nova Scotia when you actually lived in New Brunswick. But are you up in Nova Scotia? Whereabouts are you living?
Yeah, I'm just outside of Halifax. So I'm like, you know, 15, 20 minutes from Scotia. And I've been here my whole life. Like when we run Petty for 8 years, I traveled up and down the road to Petty Kodiak. It was a long drive, but it didn't seem long at the time. But when you get away from it going every weekend, now when we go, it seems like a long drive. But it's only 3 hours.
Right, right. But it's still 3 hours each way, right?
For 8 years.
6 hours.
You know, from April to November.
Yeah, well, that's the same as me here. I'm up in the Owen Sound market. When I go to do a race at Flamborough Speedway, it's a three-hour tour that way. You do the race, you're there all day, and then you're not getting a hotel. You're coming home. So by the time I get home here, it's usually, you know, a couple, 2 o'clock in the morning or whatever. And my butt's dragging the ground now. When I was a younger guy, it was a piece of cake. Now I'm getting to be the older guy. I'm going, well, you notice the drive. I'd love doing it. But in the same respect, that last 100 miles on the way home, you're going, what the hell am I doing?
Yeah, you know, you think of that a lot, don't you? And, you know, we used to stay a lot in our RV at the track. But once we started doing the series, it was like we had to carry the back trailer. So that kind of squashed that. But, you know, in talking to Frank Fraser, who seems to be a wise person, he says, at least if you come home Saturday night, no matter what time you get home, you have Sunday.
Yeah.
You know, when you get up. So, and it's true, because I wouldn't get up until mid late morning on a Sunday morning. And by the time you pack up and venture home, it's probably late afternoon, right? So,
right.
Whereas getting home Saturday night, no matter what time, you're ready to go and do something on Sundays.
Yes, I would agree. It looks like a great year coming up at Scotia Speed World. When do you guys get out of the box? And I guess you're going to make your debut on practice day, correct?
Yeah, so I don't think practice day is scheduled yet, but the long weekend in May is when we get started. Actually, it'll be a busy weekend because we'll be doing the Maritime Pro Stock Tour and the Mass Series start on the Saturday at Scotia. Then on Sunday, the weekly series starts. So I'll be back there on Sunday. So it'll be baptism by fire, as we'll say, on the long weekend in May. But it'll be all downhill from there, I hope.
Buddy, you'll have it so well organized that it'll just be a piece of cake. It'll be funny, though. I'd like to be there and watching because I could just see you doing your mass meeting with that hat on and then doing the quick switcheroo and putting the other one on to deal with the rest of the guys.
Yeah, it'll be interesting. It will be because I've been going to Scotia Speed World forever. Just as a spectator and looking around and watching. So I kind of know what I would like to see tweaked and here and there. So it'll be fun. But it's not going to be an overnight, you know, change. Obviously it's got to be done gradually so that people don't get shocked. You know, the big thing is, Scotia Speed World does have the only weekly racing, show in the Maritimes. And they have very good car counts. So our objective is to keep those strong and grow them. And thus that should grow the fan base in the grandstands. It'll make marketing's job easier if you can sell something with the grandstands with more people in them. So those are our objectives, and hopefully we start to meet them kind of out of the gate.
Craig Mifetrich, I know you're gonna. They picked the right man for the job, and I look forward to catching up with you when we get out there. I know for sure we're there for the IWK 250 once again. It'll be our 13th season broadcasting Canada's ultimate short track race, but it's going to be a busy weekend because, you know, the Masters there as well on Friday night provides a dynamite show come Friday night.
Thank you very much. Yeah. We're looking forward to it. It was our largest car count in 2 years with 29 strong there for the IWK weekend, and I think that we'll meet that again in 2024.
If we don't even knock it a tick above that, that would be kind of cool. And you'd never know what kind of trick Todd Robertson's got from Napa. He always comes up with some kind of twist to make things really interesting, doesn't he?
Yeah, that helmet last year was like such a huge hit, and Todd has been such a great supporter, and you know, he's the first guy to give you a call and like, what can we do for you and how can we do this better? It's very refreshing for me because, you know, Todd joined on with me after he was doing like many years with the deal with Bill Vassell before me. So it was great. He kept with me and he wants to stay with me. And it's very refreshing.
Yeah. And you know what he's doing tonight, right? He's laying on a beach in Punta Canda drinking one of those glasses with a little umbrella in it. That's what he's doing tonight.
And probably cheering for the Leafs.
I wouldn't doubt it. Yeah, we got that one right. Craig Mifetrich, thanks so much for the time. Congratulations on the new title, and any support we can give you, just let us know, buddy, and I know we'll have you back on lots.
All right, appreciate it, Joe, and thanks for having me on.
You want to believe it. Craig Mifetrich, check it out. That's Scotia Speed World. Their schedule, I think, is out now. They got a lot of stuff going on, Tara Foster and just everybody out there. It's one big family, and as Craig mentioned, right, you want a weekly program? Scotia Speed World is where you're going to go. And they always have good ticket prices. They got great family entertainment. You got Tim Terry on the microphone there. It's going to be a great year. And now Craig is the race director. Look out. Yeah, it's going to be really, really cool to see. Just one final reminder for everybody. Don't forget the ASA Stars Tour is back on track, Five Flag Speedway. This coming Sunday, it'll be a weekend ticket package deal for any of the pay-per-view stuff. Get to tracktv.com, and you can check out what time everything hits off. But we got a lot of good Canadians going to head down there. Make sure you cheer for that Kyle Steckley. Follow these guys on social media and Joe Lawrence and Cole Butcher. Give them a shout-out and show them how much Canadian support they got that they may not realize, whether you're from BC or you're from Newfoundland and all points in between. Let's support our Canadian guys as we always do, because they're going to give us 110%. You can guarantee that. That is going to do it for us tonight here at Racetime Radio. I want to thank Susie Q, my number one, right here in the studio for getting everything done and getting the graphics up and doing all that kind of stuff. I want to thank all of our guests here tonight. I want to thank you for tuning in, and we will be back with you all live on Sirius XM, Channel 167 Canada Talks, next Sunday night, 5 p.m. Eastern, from 5 to 7. You won't miss a thing. Join us all live on our YouTube channel, Racetime Radio TV. Don't forget to hit subscribe, too. We really appreciate it. Happy St. Patrick's Day on Sunday. If you happen to be tuned in Tuesday, you're probably still feeling the effects from St. Patrick's Day. Sure hope you do, and have a good one, everybody. Be safe. We'll catch you next week right here on Racetime Radio.
Thanks for listening to Racetime Radio. Visit us on the web at www.racetimeradio.com. We hope you'll join us again next time for more Racetime Radio.
Come on now, dig.
Exclusively on your home for the hardcore race fan.
Excellent, buddy, excellent.